This third Sunday in Advent, Gaudete Sunday, we rejoice that the Lord is near, only a few days from Christmas when Jesus comes to us and saves us and brings us all the gifts of heaven, the gifts of himself in our midst, because he loves to dwell in the company of men. God gives himself to us, and this is certainly the source of our happiness, of our joy, of our rejoicing. We have so many wonderful things to rejoice in our faith, in our God, in our life, so many wonderful things to rejoice in. And they're all supernatural, not all, there's certainly natural joys too, but primarily they're supernatural joys. And in the midst of this world that we live in, there's a lot of sorrow and suffering, and if we keep our head down to the earth, we will be sad. We will have many things to complain about and to worry about, to be unhappy about. But our Lord came to bring sight to the blind, to make the lame walk, the lepers cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have the good news proclaimed to them. He has done so many things to bring joy, even natural joy, physical happiness to men. But he's brought mostly the joy of the peace of God, the grace of God in our hearts, and we can carry this with us. Again, we can look at the things of this world and be sad and have many excuses and reasons to be sad, but it's when we lift up our hearts to God, bring our worldly distresses and sorrows to our Lord, that we're filled with the peace of God, and that it all makes sense and all has a meaning and a purpose. And there's the joy of being united to our Lord in prayer. That's the joy of prayer. Prayer is absolutely essential to be happy in this life. We have to be united to God in prayer. God is perfect happiness. It is when we are united to him, when we are close to him, that we are happy. And we can't be close to him without prayer. We have to pray, otherwise we will be happy. We will be unhappy. We will be caught up in the sorrows of this world. And even us religious, even us who are devout, we can forget to pray at times and be caught up in some sorrow and difficulty and forget to pray. And then we're sad, we're caught up, and we can be even overwhelmed by worldly unhappiness. Because we forget to pray, we don't turn to pray, we're negligent in bringing our cares and sorrows to our Lord. Our Lady, when she appeared to St. Catherine Labouré, the first thing she said to her is, bring your sorrows and distresses to the foot of the altar, and there God will give you peace and joy. Bring them all to the foot of the altar in prayer, in the Eucharist. So we have to do that. And when we think, that can resolve our immediate distresses, but we think also the hope of our faith, the hope of heaven, where in heaven we know we will be perfectly happy. We have these extreme joys, this extreme experience of happiness that God will give us. But there are so many reasons for happiness, so many concrete reasons, and reasons of substance. God himself, who is infinite, infinite love, infinite perfection, infinite happiness, just being with him, seeing him, that infinite beauty is the whole happiness of heaven, of course, but there are so many other secondary joys, being in the company of Our Lady, a paradise within a paradise, and the angels and all the saints, the heroes who have done so many remarkable, amazing, wonderful things through the power of God in this life, and they are models in heaven we'll be friends with, and our own reward for our own joys, that our own merits that God has done in us. This is the hope that we have, that we carry with us here in this life. We have that hope in our heart that's a candle, a flame of joy and rejoicing in our heart, living for our Lord and living in his grace. We have, when we make mistakes, we are sad. When we commit sin, we are sad. We've done something wrong. We have broken our relationship with God, who is our joy and happiness. And then we go to confession, and we free ourselves with the confession. We can call it a sacrament of joy, of rejoicing, sacrament of happiness. God has given that to us to restore the joy and happiness that we have lost through our own fault. And, you know, we turn to Our Lady, we turn to prayer, we turn to prayer for joy, and so many other, you know, we're just looking at the life of Jesus and the teachings of Jesus and the teachings of our Catholic faith that guide us, that give us enlightenment and wisdom. That's a joy, and it's a joy to live in virtue, a joy to live in the wisdom of Jesus Christ, the wisdom of the saints. These are joys that we have because they are the way we were made. They are the way we were supposed to live. And it's when we don't live according to the way that Jesus set out for us, the commandments of God, that we're unhappy. And we have it all planned out. We have it all plotted out, all designed for us just to follow, just to live, and just to live sincerely, diligently. And this will give us joy. This whole Christian life is full of joy, even though there are sadnesses and sorrows that this world will afford us. We have that spiritual, supernatural, deep, profound joy of the grace of God, His peace, and what He promises and holds out to us. So many joys, and what God has promised to us. All we have to do is be faithful, stay close to the source of joy and happiness, Jesus in the Eucharist, and Our Lady, who is the cause of joy. Our Lady, who herself is just that sign, that brilliant path, that door, that gate to heaven, that door to happiness. We go to Our Lady, and she's almost our complete happiness. We just grab a hold of Our Lady, and we have that joy. I think of Our Lady as money. You know, when we think of money, and that we're happy to have money, we're full of joy if we have money because it gets us what we want, the things that we want in this world, the things that we need. So there's a joy just holding on to money in a worldly sense anyway. And that gives us joy. People win lottery and they're full of joy because they have all this money. But it's just paper. It's just paper. It's just gold that dazzles, but it's not, you know, the thing. But we exchange it for the thing that we wanted, that we needed. And so it's like Our Lady, I think of Our Lady in that sense. She's like the money of heaven, that we have that and we have the thing, which is God, through Our Lady. So she is really the cause of our joy because God has made her the cause of our joy. If we have her in our heart, if we have her working in our heart, planting that seed of God's grace, and filling us with God's grace, which she can do and she does as a mediatrix of all grace. She's the mediatrix of joy and happiness to us, and God has given her to us. So we have Our Lady as a principal joy to rejoice in today, and she brings us the Christ child. She holds him in her arms, and she holds him out to us even now in the Eucharist, and we are so close to that moment of grace where God will pour forth many graces into our hearts on Christmas Day in proportion to our preparation, our longing, our desire for His grace, for His presence. So let us prepare for that and preparing to receive Jesus now in the Eucharist to prepare our hearts to free ourselves from sin with a true sorrow and to give ourselves totally to our Lord.
Christus.